This is an uncensored podcast about sex, sexuality, gender, and body stuff. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the person or persons sharing them. Some names have been changed to protect the anonymity of its participants. Hello, my friends. It is I. Yeah. I'm getting some super interesting noises in my monitor right now. I sound like I'm magic. I don't know if that's has to do with some kind of filter on my recording software. I don't know. But I'm Drew Michael. And you have reached Make Sex With Me. Please leave a message. Excuse me. At the beep. How are you guys? By the time you hear this, it will be November. But I'm actually recording it on Halloween. So you'll hear it in 2 days. But I don't want Halloween to ever end. I am always so sad when Halloween is over, and today was actually like a really fun Halloween. Like, everyone was super into it and everyone was super cute about it. There's only like one woman who when I said like, have a happy Halloween, she was like, oh, we don't celebrate Halloween. And I was like, oh, okay. But I hadn't thought she was a total fucking loser previous to that moment. But no, I wasn't sure if she meant like, I don't celebrate Halloween, like we just don't care about it. Or if she was like, that's the devil's day. I couldn't tell. Cause I didn't think she was like a religious freakazoid. I mean, she just came in to change her credit card and then she was like, oh, I hate it when people take your identity. And I was like, ugh, I totally hear you, girl. So everything was pretty cool until that. But no, everyone else was super into Halloween this year. And a lot of my coworkers dressed up really cute. I dressed up just in black. That's my thing. I dress up in black. I actually wore some eye makeup to work, and everyone seemed to really like it. So I was like, cool. And actually, it's so funny, especially when you're a person with a penis and you wear just like a little bit of eye makeup, everyone's like, oh my God, that looks so good. But if I had done, I did such a lazy, quick job at my eye makeup. I just wore some eyeliner and some mascara. And a little bit of concealer under my eyes. And a little bit. No, I'm kidding. That's all. If I had been a woman or a person with a vagina with this kind of lazy ass face makeup, I feel like they would have been like, they wouldn't have said a fucking thing. They wouldn't have been like, oh girl, you look terrible. But they would have been like, they would have just said nothing. Also, they might have been like, girl, did you just like get in from last night? Look at those raccoon eyes. So anyway, I am going to be doing another Reddit episode with some sex questions. And I'm calling them sex questions because they're not necessarily sexy questions. They're just about sex and sexual things and body stuff and I was looking for some like sexy Halloween sex questions, and I think that's pretty specific. I was not able to find any of those, and I searched for all of 30 minutes. So yeah, it's not going to happen. You guys, before we get started, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe. It's so important. I know a couple of my friends listened to this, and last time they were like, oh my God, I'm totally going to do it. And I'm pretty sure they did. And thank you guys so much for that. That is so helpful. Honestly, it is the only thing we can do as podcasters to get our podcast out there, is to ask people to rate, review, and subscribe. And if people do, it really, really helps in a lot of ways. Also, please feel free to email us at makesexwithmepodcast@gmail.com. I know some of you are just literally just, you just have to press the send. I know you've already written the email. You just have to press send. It's so easy. Just press it. I will come to your house and I will press it for you. And then that's all. That's, I don't want to get creepy again. I told people I'd let them lick my genitals, or I'd lick their genitals or something. And I probably would, but you know what? I think I'm changing. I talked a little bit about this with Priscilla. Look forward to an episode with her coming up maybe in the next 2 weeks. I think I'm changing. I think as much as like I want to be like a little slut, like I think COVID changed me. I'm like a lot more germophobic right now. And that could just be like because I'm in a little comfort zone, a little nutshell. And I've been talking with my therapist too a lot about like being in a comfort zone. But like I just like, as far as like what turns me on, right now it's kind of like, it's got to be something kind of taboo or kinky, or just like, I mean, the amount of how much you get turned on if you're like really like someone and then they like get close to you, like it's almost like, oh, it almost feels like I could just like come, well, not like just come, but like it feels like very erotic, like if they touched me I would instantly get hard and be like dripping pre-cum. It just is really hot, and so I'm wanting to explore that a little bit more and have some fun with people and have some sensory experiences with people who feel things for me. Of course it is, woe is me. It's so hard to be, woe is I. It's so hard for me to be non-binary in this neck of the woods. And I complain about that all the time, but it's a thing of like, I really feel like I have a connection with somebody and they don't know how to like deal with that. And I'm just like, well, you don't got to marry me. Let's just like see what happens. Just like fool around. And then they don't know how to do that. And I think a lot of the times people around here are like, if I have sex with you, then we have to start dating. And if we're dating, then we have to get married. Like, it's just people in the country, they fucking move fast. It's like, no, none of that. None of that has to happen at all. We're just going to fuck, or like, we're going to make out, or like, we're just going to have some fun, and whatever happens, happens. And then afterwards, if we like want to continue, if we both want to continue, then we can, or if like, we don't both want to continue, then we won't. And it's just like, great. It's like, whatever. Totally cool. So I invite all of those listening who think they might have a connection with me to let me know. I'm like the best person. If you have a crush on me, if you like me, just let me know. Okay. I'm not telling you I'll like you back, but like I will be so nice and I will be so honest with you, and I won't be like, oh, well, maybe I have a lot going on. Certainly, young me would have maybe done something like that. But nowadays, I really value people who are upfront with me. And so I would totally be upfront with you and just be like, well, that's so nice. Like, I think you're great. You're an awesome person. Not really feeling it the same way that maybe you are right now. Or I really value you in like a platonic, oh my God, in a platonic way. I just was like watching this thing on Instagram, 'cause I don't allow myself to go on Instagram. But I do sometimes. Like, I have it, I just move the app kind of back further, and I use it for very specific purposes. Like, a lot of times, like when I'm looking for a recipe to cook, or if I'm looking for a workout to do. So food and exercise, essentially. Or if I'm just checking my DMs real quick to see if a special somebody messaged me, I'll do that. But I've just really not been letting myself like go through all of the fucking reels and shit. I just was like, I can't have that shit in my head right now. So anyway, I let myself go through my DMs and just, you know, check all the things, because, you know, I had a million friends sending me things, and just a million. I have so many friends, really. They all listen to the podcast. It's so nice. But I was going through, and I did kind of get on a loop. Like, I not realizing, I flipped to the next one. Because if your friend sends you a reel, this is what I fucking hate, but they know what they're fucking doing and they're okay with it. Not your friends, but, you know, fucking Facebook and whatever, meta bullshit, fucking Zuck fuck. So what am I saying? I got really mad and now I don't remember. When you like send, your friend sends you a reel, you click on it, you watch it. I would like, if my friend sent me three reels all in my DMs, I'd like to flip up or whatever and see the next one they sent me. But that's not where it goes. That's not where it takes you. They just send you the next reel in your algorithm. So here I am going, and then I realize, oh my God, I'm not even just emptying my DMs. I'm like on a fucking loop. Everything causes loop. It's so dangerous. You go down the rabbit hole. It's not even your fault. It really isn't. It's fucked up. And I still haven't watched that, like, that documentary on Netflix about it. Maybe I just need to, like, bite the bullet and watch. I assumed if I watched that documentary about how damaging social media shit is, I would get really depressed. So I didn't watch it. But now that I've, like, kind of been cutting my social media time, I think that it might be, like, just a really good thing to do to feel more confident about my decision to spend time away from social media. Where was I going with that? So the one reel that I found in the loop that was actually helpful, and a lot of them are, by the way, because the algorithm is designed to interest you personally. But there was this one, and it was about this guy and his friend, and he was like, a lot of people think that me and Antonio are lovers, but we're not, but we are in love. And it's about this, like, these two people who are platonically in love. They love to touch each other, cuddle. They love to be around each other. They inspire each other. They help each other be creative. They co-create. It's just like this gorgeous little thing, but they just don't have sex. And I just thought that was so interesting. 'Cause it just really makes you think there's so many different kinds of relationships, and everything's okay as long as both people are, like, totally, you know, consenting and cool with it. And your relationship doesn't have to look like this Nora Ephron movie. It doesn't, you know, there's not one way to be in a relationship. There's all sorts of things. And actually, seeing that makes so much more sense, because I've had friendships with, like, you know, I had this, I started to feel like I was in love with my friend Daniel once. And I told him, And he was like, I don't think I can give you what you want. And he had his own shit, whatever. But the fact of the matter was, is that we were almost like dating. I mean, he won't say we were, but we were literally spending like most days together. I was either eating at his house, he was eating at my house, he'd go to work, I'd go to, I mean, if I worked at the time, I might not have, I would have just been living off my parents' money. But we would like meet up, we'd work out together. I lost a ton of weight just like because we went to the gym all the time, and he would help me like get little plans in place for everything. And it was like we really loved being with each other. We loved each other, but I think sex-wise, I could have easily been attracted to him sexually. He was very good looking. I don't know if he could have been attracted to me. I don't know. But I think that we might have had that kind of like platonic love thing. And I've had so many other situations where like I had a friend, I felt special about them. I started to like love them a little bit more than just like how you love friends. But you start to say like, could I see myself being sexual with this person? And you're not sure. I, of course, apparently can talk myself into having sex with just about anybody. But I think maybe other people can't. And I don't know if that's a blessing or a curse for me to be like that. But yeah, we're going to leave it at that. Let's get into some of the questions from Reddit. So, first question. Scenario/question. Okay. So, this is from a user who deleted their... they deleted themselves. But it was posted a day ago. So who knows if this is a real person with a real problem or if it's one of those things where they just wanted their question answered and then they wanted to get the fuck out. So this is to a Reddit group that I actually have been a part of for a while called Communal Showers, because I love communal showers. I love public nudity. I am an exhibitionist. I am a nudist. I am into just being naked without it being sexual, but I'm also into being naked and it being sexual. I'm into all the things. So this group is mostly non-sexual, but there's certainly a lot of pervs. And sometimes it's just fun to be like, that guy's a perv. I could totally tell by the way he's writing, he's a perv. And I've never written, I've never submitted anything to the group, but I'm just like a voyeur, if you will. So anyway, this post is entitled Shower/Gym Etiquette. And they say, I was at the gym this weekend after a workout. I went in the steam room and then the sauna. In both places, I was naked, but with a towel draped over and alone for the majority of that time. After both sessions, I hit the shower. The showers are not open, but are individual and have a frosted door. I then got changed and started to head out. I was walking the same direction as another dude, and he said, hey man, nice dick, and kept walking and didn't say another word. I'm confused because when I was changing, I was the only one in the area of where my locker was. I'm not sure how he saw me, but I'm weirded out that he was spying on me. I mean, thanks for the compliment, but I can't help but feeling like I was being watched. All right, so... deleted user. That's not a question, but it is a scenario. I think that's very weird. It's very weird. I definitely think he was... Well, he definitely saw you. I don't know if he was spying on you. I think... I could definitely see that he was spying on you, like, as being, like, probably what happened. But I don't know why he would say something if he was spying on you. Like, most people would just spy on you and, like, from afar and, like, be like, ha 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 ha, and, like, jerk off and come and then, you know, weasel away into a dark corner or something where you live. Or maybe he just saw in passing and thought like, ooh, damn. Also, I want to know if said person just has like a really nice dick. Like maybe it's really nice or like it's really big or it's just like the guy saw it and was like, oh, shit. And maybe he didn't want to embarrass him by approaching him when he was naked to be like, dude, you got a nice cock. But like maybe he just thought, put it in his head, and then later on was just like, dude, nice dick. There's also people who just like want to see how people react to things for many different reasons. Also, I'm coming to terms with the fact that I might be ADHD. I'm saying might because I haven't actually been diagnosed, but I'm pretty sure that I probably am. People compartmentalize their thoughts in weird ways. You know, they will see something and put it in their mind and then grab it at the most random moment to like present it to someone. So maybe he was just like, oh, there's that guy. Hey, nice. You got a nice dick, man. I don't know. I really don't know. But yeah, obviously when you comment on someone's genitals, it's you really run the risk of them feeling uncomfortable. So it did make you feel uncomfortable. He probably should not have said it. Or he could have prefaced it by saying, dude, I don't want to freak you out. I just noticed, you know, I was walking by and saw your dick. It's like, you got a great dick, dude. You know, that could be like supportive. I'm sure that women have commented on another woman's tits or something or been like, oh, girl, your labia are fucking cute. Look at that cute little puss. I mean, that probably didn't happen, but maybe. I don't know. Like, I could see a girl being like, oh my God, your pussy is so cute. My pussy looks like fucking Taco Bell or something. Like, I don't know. Maybe. I'm interested to know, like, if this guy sees this guy again. Or, you know, the other thing is, like, maybe this guy didn't see him that time. Maybe he saw him another time. And just had been thinking about it and wanted to, when he saw him again, was like, dude, you got a good dick. I don't know. But I know, I noticed the thing here about the frosted doors. I've been to gyms with frosted doors and also frosted glass dividers between showers. And that's, I think it's just so funny when they do frosted doors. Because gyms, like, it's weird. Gyms want something to look kind of like cool. You know, they want the locker rooms to look cool, like cutting edge or like really edgy or whatever. I've just been to so many gyms where it would just look like they wanted their locker room to be like a total fuck dungeon. And like they get so mad when the guys are in there like fooling around with each other and cruising and everything. And it's like, you made this a fuck dungeon. Like I've been in locker rooms where the lighting is really like, it's like really dark, and then the light is like almost like a spotlight from the ceiling down and makes like little circles of light on the ground. I've been in locker rooms where like all the lights were red. I've been in locker rooms where you know, they position the steam room way at the back of like a hallway, so like you can easily see if someone's coming, but it's like way in the back. I've just been in so many locker rooms where it's like, you want people to be fucking. It's so crazy. And when they have these like glass frosted dividers between showers, it's like, I could be jerking off and just like watching the guy next to me. And he would only really notice me jerking off if he looked down. And almost like when that's the scenario, the guy really only kind of looks down if he's interested in looking down. Or if he notices what looks like someone jerking off in his peripheral vision and then like turns and looks and is like, oh God, what are you doing? I've also been in a scenario where the guy next to me had a feeling I was interested, and he like pretended to like bend over and soap up his ankles, and he put his like ass right on the glass, and then it was like, whoa. And then I like put my dick on the glass and he turned around and saw it and was like, ooh. And then he put his dick on the glass. It was like really hot. And then our dicks were on the glass. And then we started fucking the glass. And we didn't start fucking the glass, but it was hot. See, I used to have so much fun. I don't do any of that anymore. My life, it's just like the possibility of something that exciting just doesn't happen. And I'm just like, ugh. I did blow a guy the other day, but let's see, I blew a guy the other day. I have had a couple dicks in my mouth in the last like couple months, but the one guy blew, he came in my mouth. That was pretty hot. But now that I've done it, I'm kind of just like, I don't really need to do that again. And the other guy, he is just too nervous. He's married and he's too nervous to like, he's got a big dick though. He's too nervous to get caught. I'm thinking about slipping in my number and saying like, hey, like, you know, if you're too nervous to fool around like in public, like let's go somewhere where we can have some privacy, you know? But anyway, and it's an older guy. He's super cute. Much, much older, like 70s, but he can still get rock hard. And it's like pretty impressive. Just the fact that he's that old and can get that hard and has that big of a dick. And it's solid hard. It's not just like half hard and hangs. It's like hard and he doesn't have a cock ring. And you're like, whoa, that is pretty impressive. All right, moving on. What next? What next? What next? Okay, so this is a message from a user named ForestFire999. So that's pretty cool. And this is from Sex Questions on Reddit. User says, boyfriend, the title is boyfriend is taking longer to finish than usual. Hello, my boyfriend is male, 25, has been taking longer to finish the last few times we've had sex. Is he getting bored with our sex? Is he still attracted to me? Is this normal to go through phases or for this to happen sometimes? Is this normal to go through phases or this, or for this to happen sometimes? I don't know how that person wanted me to read that. What can I do? Well, okay. And then I noticed that someone else had asked for more clarification. Funny Flowers 1321 said, have you talked to him? And then Forest Fire 999 responded with, no, it hasn't really affected me. This is the wrong form of affected. I just found out. Affected me, E-F-F-E-C-T-I-E-D. It hasn't really affected me that much. I just noticed in the past few times, I feel like he wants to, but has to try really hard. I've tried changing it up and everything. It's really hard to talk to him about it. The past few times he's apologized for taking so long, so he already feels bad, and I don't want to make it worse. So, all right, this really sounds to me like a mental thing. He's emotionally tired, he's mentally tired, he's maybe stressed. It's not something you need to think is your fault at all, but he, like you said, he already knows it's a thing. He's acknowledged, he's read your body language. He knows that you're like, kind of like, oh, what's going on? Like you're intimate with each other. You don't have to say things for the other person to know there's an issue. You know, if you're close enough with your partner, if something's weird, you both know it's weird. And it's not like, oh, I wonder if I felt weird. I wonder if she felt weird. Or I like, that didn't happen right. I hope she didn't notice. It's like, no. You both noticed. And I think you have a bigger problem if like one of you is like, what the fuck was that? And the other one has no idea, right? So you're at least in a good place where you know he knows, you know. He probably knows that you know that that's a thing. And it is going to continue to make him feel worse or kind of fuck with his head. So I do think that you should talk about it because I think that's something you can work together with. And also, like, is it a problem that he's going longer? Like, do you want him to come and be done? Or, like, are you, like, could you get more enjoyment from him being able to last longer, you know? I think sometimes if a guy is like just never able to come, that's a little bit worse. It doesn't sound like that's the problem. It just says taking longer to finish. Or, you know, what sometimes really sucks is like when guys are like fucking and you're like, oh, they're going to come. And then they don't come. And then, oh, they're going to come. And then they don't come. And it's just like that can be a little frustrating, but it also might be like, you're not into what's happening. And he's like sensing that, and that's not going to help at all. But I was really going to say is when a guy like finally comes, but it's like they had to like literally beat it out of themselves. Like they had to fucking jerk off with their hand when they were done to finish. And then they were just like, like the fastest, most violent. And they were like making faces like, and like suffocating themselves with their hand. I don't know. Like it is, you're just laying there like, okay. And sometimes you just want to say like, sweetie, you don't have to ejaculate. It's fine. I don't need you to ejaculate. You don't have to ejaculate for this to have been sex and for us to both have been to experienced it. Also, every single time you have sex isn't going to be fucking great sex. Even if you're with someone that you really are connected with. You know, there's so many times when, you know, we don't feel like having sex, but our partner wants to have sex. And if you try to like say, okay, that's fine, we can have sex, even though you really don't want to have sex, you're just like, yeah, that's fine, we can do it. I'm just going to lay here and let you fuck me. And then, you know, you'll come and then we'll go to bed. It'll be great. I love you. Like, whatever. I think people are more intuitive than that. Even men. I think men are good at feeling something and then saying like, whatever, I don't know what the fuck that is, moving on. Yes, because they've been conditioned to not pay attention to their feelings and shit, but I still think they're intuitive a lot of times, and they like, they can sense there's something up. They just don't allow themselves the time to like deal with it. And a lot of women are like that too, so we can't really just put that on men. So many women are being told, oh, women are too emotional, so now women are trying to say like, oh, I just want to act chill so I don't annoy my partner, or don't like start turning my partner off by how like needy I think that I am, or how emotional or whatever, sad I can be, or annoying or whatever. All these people are being told like, your feelings are annoying. Don't bother other people with your feelings. And it just works against us. You know, we really have to be able to be like, this is what I'm feeling. We don't have to know why we're feeling it, because we don't always know why we're feeling what we're feeling, but just like, especially when something doesn't make sense. Like, for instance, my friend Priscilla is in town. I miss her. I love her. But when she first got here, I was like really stressed out. I was like really anxious about it. I was like having some like panic attacks about it. And I think the fact was, is that like, it was so hard when she moved. That, and it kind of broke my heart a little bit. And I don't like, I'm not mad at her. Like, I'm so glad that she moved away from here, because she really wasn't happy here. I'm so happy she's finding her bliss in other ways and in exploring that and like doing good things for her. I'm so happy, and I wouldn't want anything different. But for her to visit, you know, it's like, I know it only lasts a week. I know we have limited time together. Also, I feel like I'm not the person I want to be yet. And I wasn't financially in a great place when she visited. So I'm just kind of like, I know I have to like try to budget, and I know I have to like, I don't know. It's hard for me to switch gears and go and do like a relaxing vacation-y thing when I'm really just like need to be in work my ass off mode. So there was a lot going on there. And we actually went out of town for a few days. And we recorded that. We'll release our trip to Charlotte in a couple weeks, but I had to leave my comfort zone too. That was another thing. I had to leave my comfort zone, do something I'm not usually doing lately. Leave this town, which apparently I haven't like left the state of South Carolina in like years. That's insane. When you think about that, I feel like I feel like I'm fucking drowning. Yeah, so that's fucking weird. I guess I've been to Georgia not too long ago. Maybe like last year. But that's not that far away. It touches South Carolina. I haven't been out of the country in forever. Like since like 2008 or some shit. So I'm definitely overdue for that. But anyway. Yeah. Forest Fire 999. I think just like definitely have to talk to him. Just say what's up. Like it doesn't bother me, but I've noticed it. And like if the way our sex is working is changing, if we're just going to go longer, then like let's find a way for us both to be like fully aroused, fully engaged. And don't ever feel like you can't like consult with a sex therapist or even just like a counselor. Like, you know, couples therapists, couples counselors, they might not be sexperts, but like they might be able to like refer you to something or some kind of resources for how you can like be more open with one another sexually and try new things. And by the way, all female partners and receiving partners, like you should enjoy sex with your partner. You should like it most of the time. And if you don't, you shouldn't feel like you have to have sex. And that's where I start to say, I don't know if monogamy is perfect for everyone, because I think sometimes, you know, maybe you're in love with someone, maybe you're sexually attracted to them, maybe your relationship though evolves to a point where maybe you are like kind of more platonic and you still want to be married or in a relationship with the person and you want to be like cuddly and stuff, but like maybe you want to go fuck someone else and maybe your partner wants to go fuck someone else, or maybe you want to like invite a third. Like there's all these things and it's all okay, as long as both parties are like, this is what we agree on, okay? And then sometimes you say like, okay, I really want to have sex with other people. You don't want me to. I think we need to break up. And that sucks. But sometimes relationships run their course. And that's obviously not always the truth. But you got to figure it out with your partner. Moving on. Okay, this is our last one for this episode, and I hope you fucking like it, because I'm the perfect person to answer this. Okay, so this is also from Sex Questions. User OZILLL10, it's entitled Reasonable Length / Girth Size Where Deep Throat Is Not Possible? It says, my sexual partner struggles to deep throat me, and I am wondering what size is reasonable, where it's fair not to expect to be deep throated. Let me think about that. My sexual partner struggles. Okay, so their partner, he has a dick. His partner is struggling to deep throat him. And he's wondering, like, what size is the reasonable size not to expect... Well, there's a lot of like double negatives going on here or something. How much can women or men generally take? I appreciate this is a porn. If this is a porn thing, it genuinely feels good, especially as the mouth is so warm and soft. I would personally deem myself as average size, by the way. All right. So this is like, when this really annoying woman came up to me at work today and said like, not today, the other day, and said, like, how much exercise does a person need? Or, like, I think she was, like, trying to say, like, if a person wants to lose weight, like, how much exercise do they need to do? And I was trying to tell her that it really depends on the person. It depends on the diet. Weight loss is mostly diet in my understanding. And then she started telling me all these things about, like, what she already knows. And I was like, oh good, then you already know what to do. And then and then I told her something and she's like, no, that's wrong. And I went, okay, goodbye. You fucking cunt. I never said that, but I should have. But then I found out that she was staying with her family, and her family, they are regular members. And I found out that they were like so ready for her to leave. They were like, she is so rude, so annoying. She never fucking stops talking. Anyway, so what was my connection to that? Oh, the connection is that it depends on the person. It depends on the penis. It depends on the person who has the mouth and the throat and whatever. There is no size that is like the amount that a penis should be or shouldn't be in order for deep throating to occur. It is a little bit as simple as like, okay, measure from the mouth to the back of the throat, however many inches that is, plus or minus like an inch. And then how many inches is your penis, you know? Also, some people don't like deep throating. I don't know if men have bigger mouths than women as far as like the inside of the mouth or deeper throats than women. It seems that way. It seems that way when men that like to suck dick. It seems like they can take a lot of dick. A lot of dick. I'd say that a lot of women really don't like sucking dick, but I don't know if that's most women. I just know of a lot of women who don't. I know of a lot of women who do it because they know their partner likes it, but they could really just never do it and be totally fine with not ever doing it. But that being said, like, you could have a really big dick and you could be like, okay, my dick's all the way in, it's touching the back of the throat, I can't go any further. If my whole dick doesn't go in the mouth, then that's deep throating for us. I think that, especially in porn and stuff, I think that we think that that person has to like swallow the dick to where like the face is buried in pubes or like, you know, balls on chin or whatever. Like it's just like there's no more dick visible to the camera because it's all inside the mouth and down the throat. Yes, I think it is possible to, just like a sword swallower, to swallow the dick. I don't know how possible that is if the dick is really fat and girthy. Also, a lot of times people have really fat, girthy dicks, and in my mind, I'm like, my teeth are kind of big. I don't know how I would have to... Did I just get that in the mic? My jaw popping. Yeah, you would need to like unhinge your jaw almost. Like, yeah, that's about an inch, maybe 2 inches between my top teeth and my bottom teeth. I just put my thumb there. You know, it's about 2 inches at the most. So, from top to bottom, if your dick is girthier than 2 inches, if it's much girthier, you're going to be scraping teeth, dude. You're going to be scraping teeth. Man, that would be fun, though, to try to eat that double barrel or that, I guess that's almost like a hamburger dick, like a Coke can. Okay, now my jaw feels all fucked up. But yeah, so I have had a lot of deeper throat scenarios, if you want. That could actually be my code name, deep throat. But I have noticed that if I really like the person, if I'm really sexually aroused, kind of like my butthole, same thing, I just receive it. It doesn't matter how big the dick is, and I've never had like a partner with a huge dick. But it doesn't really, if I'm really down to clown around and this guy is just like yummy and it smells good and it's yum yum and especially if he's uncut, that dick will just, I could just open up the back of my throat and just let that dick tickle my intestines. I mean, for fuck, yes. If he had like a twin, one could go in my ass and the other could go in my mouth and they could just like tap each other on the head just halfway into my, ew, I almost said into my guts. trying to make up for all the episodes that aren't very sexual. And it's Halloween. We got to talk about guts a little bit. So, that's like that movie Nymphomaniac where Charlotte Gainsbourg is like having sex with two, I think they're brothers, and one's in her butt and one's in her vag, and they get all freaked out because like they can feel each other through her like tissues, and they're like, whoa, that's too gay. And she's like, just fuck me, shut up. So hot. Okay, so I would say, says my sexual partner struggles to deep throat me, and you want her to deep throat you or him to deep throat you. And then he says he deems himself to be average in size. I would say make sure your partner actually likes it. I would say, like, are you pressuring your partner to do it? And maybe you're not even really sure that they like doing it. You got to both be down in like a way that it's like going to be fun. A lot of people also like it when people gag and tear up and like struggle to deep throat. People receiving it and people providing the dick like that struggle sometimes. It sounds maybe like one of the other partner here doesn't like that struggle, or there's a little bit of like, oh, my partner's trying, but it seems like they're having a hard time, and I'm feeling kind of like weird about that. I don't know. You also have to say, like, okay, there's nothing wrong with asking Reddit questions. I mean, I'm literally reading them, so I obviously want you to keep asking Reddit questions. But the answer I'm always going to give to anybody is, like, talk to your partner. Talk to your partner. Talk to your partner. Just a little bit more. Because a lot of the things you're not sure about can obviously be answered by your partner. All right, guys. That's the last question. I'm going to try to keep these Reddit episodes a little bit shorter. And I think you will like that. I think you'll like that a lot. I don't know. I'm torn between whether podcasts should be really fucking long or really fucking short. And I know all my favorite podcasts, like when they accidentally do a 2-hour episode and they're like, oh God, we did a 2-hour episode. Like, no one's going to like it. I'm like, more, more. Like, all I ever want to do is listen to podcasts. So for those of you who like long ass podcasts, tune in for longer episodes for sure. Some of you are happy with it, just a little shorty. Just want to hear my voice just a little bit. These ones are for you. And I have some really exciting things in store for, I don't know, we're going to call it next season, because honestly, guys, we've got November here and then we're going to go on a holiday break. And during that time, I am going to try my damnedest to just really prepare a lot of cool, fun, exciting things. Some really exciting interviews that I'm in talks with people to record. And some nice projects. I think you might be hearing more episodes more frequently, more regularly. That's something that I'm working on. And I'm exhausted. I started this episode after having like scarfed down just like a ton of McDonald's. I ate like a 10 piece and a double cheeseburger and a medium fry. And then I threw the rest of that Sprite out and now I really want it. Fucking, I love anything carbonated. Shit. And so I was a bit in like a McDonald's coma, and now I just feel like I've been talking all day long. I feel like my head and my neck and my throat are all just like, they're just like, shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch. That's what they're like. My body tells me to shut the fuck up and rest. And I am getting really good at listening, but clearly I need to do that now. And this vocal fry is so clearly evidence of that. So anyway, guys, like I said before, rate, review, subscribe. It's very important. I will love you either way. but I'll love you a little bit more if you do it. And please feel free to email us, makesexwithmepodcast@gmail.com, and check out our social media links in the link tree in the show notes. And as per usual, I hope you guys are filling all your holes with whatever makes you happy. Goodbye! Oh, and happy fucking Halloween on November 2nd.